It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Starwood Motors brings us the emergency break of the week. We'll give you three candidates to listen to, and then you get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Okay, let's start off with a show on the weekend known as the Shake Joint with Jake and Sean. They were talking Cowboys, and the phrase that Jake was looking for was premium pick. Premium pick. That's the phrase that pays. And unfortunately, and Jake reared up like a horse who'd just seen a snake after he said this.
That allows you to do a number of things. One, it allows you to cut Miles Austin, which we'll get to in a minute.
Yep.
But it also allows you to maybe not have to spend a premium pick. Dump that. You got to dump that. We'll get the unedited version and send it to the musers later, but yeah. You got to dump me on that one. A premium pick.
Pick.
Or maybe premium selection would have been
Or a choice.
Yes.
Or a choose make, like Ribby would say.
Yes, a top half of the draft choose make.
Try to say premium pick off air like five times in a row.
What a difference a career makes. You think Jake would have not said that word a couple years ago?
When he was hanging out with TC. Yeah.
When he had hot sports opinions about space, he'd have been throwing that word around left and right.
I mean, now listen to him. He's so well-spoken, and he moves straight forward, and it's not like, I don't know, mans or anything. It's just straightforward and everything, and you have to dump that. We need to get rid of that right now.
Right.
I put in a formal request that this could be dumped and be omitted from the broadcast.
2 years ago, the thought of dumping that word would have been...
And don't you dare dump that.
Yeah.
Okay? World's going to hear that.
All right, way to go, Jay. Second candidate from the show known as Bad Radio, one Bob Sturm. So they're in New York and New Jersey with the Stars this week. And as they're driving into New York, Bob tries to retell that story on the air the next day. And he's going to throw out a very, current reference. The song New York by Alicia Keys.
Empire State of Mind.
There we go. Empire State of Mind is the name of it.
New lungs.
Please go see a doctor.
I have.
Oh, no.
So anyway.
Uh-oh.
That didn't sound good.
Yeah, it didn't.
It's been
a good run.
It's been a good run. 20 years almost.
Wow.
I may make 20 years. I don't know. But anyway, Bob retells the story and has a musical goof.
The team saddled up and drove into the heart of Manhattan. And you can hear Beyonce singing as you drive across the bridge and you see all the buildings. And it's...
What is Beyonce singing?
New York!
That would be Alicia Keys.
No.
Just missed that one.
Dang it.
So close. So close.
See, dummy. I was going to say Rihanna, but...
Oh, too bad!
All right, so anyway, you're hearing somebody sing who can really hit those
it's
high
Alicia
notes.
Alicia Keys.
And,
it was a real Norm moment for Bob. Cool. I thought Bob was a little more up on that.
Is that the first sign that you're getting old, is when you start misidentifying famous musicians who are currently really, really big?
Why'd your eyebrows raise, Gordon?
What?
What's happening? Junior was asking that question, your eyebrows raised.
I just didn't know what he's going to say after misidentify.
So there's Bob. In 2012, the player of the year without question was one Mike Reiner. 2013. He is starting 2014 off in grand fashion with this computer term.
Are you satisfied with your current online experience? Does your internet have enough bandwidth to support all your mobile devices? Do you get a free internet modem and speeds of up to 30 Mbps, whatever that is?
Wow.
What about a satisfaction guarantee or your money back?
You're really nailing the copy.
I really am. And a price tag of $29.99 a month for a year when you bundle things up.
What is Ryan's talking about? What is the proper term?
Megabits, right?
MBPS?
Yeah.
Megabytes per second.
Megabits per second.
Okay. It doesn't help when you goof up a term and then you have a laughing dolphin joining you just seconds later. Answer that one more time.
Are you satisfied with your current online experience? Does your internet have enough bandwidth to support all your mobile devices? Do you get a free internet modem and speeds of up to 30 Mbps, whatever that is? What about a satisfaction guarantee or your money back?
You're really nailing the copy.
I really am. And a price tag of $29.99.
So they were doing their show that day from SeaWorld.
Yeah, and a dolphin just happened to swim by right as Ryan's messed that up. The dolphin thought it was funny. All right, so is it Jake? Is it Bob? Or is it Ryan's? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brick?
Vaginal size, more and more.
You, sir,
out of that have
courage. Don't call here again.
Are you inviting him to
I'm
not
inviting
call
you
here
to
again?
Not call here again.
You're invited and welcomed not to call here again.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Shout out to everyone in Crum and El Grey Wolf.
The old Grey Wolf. Okay.
There you go.
And yes, shout out to everyone in Crum this morning. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal size, more.
Doggone it. He's got two lines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey. Vote for Bob. Still waiting for you guys to follow me on Instagram at @the_beer_enthusiast.
And not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to responsibly vote for Noble Willingham's bedpost goat.
Boy.
My gosh.
That's a callback.
Oh, man. He used to fax us the goat dead and say, Noble, sorry. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Okay.
That's it?
You want to vote?
Well, thank you for joining me for today's sports page. I'm Steve Glenn. I'd like to vote for the Shade Joint. Thank you.
What happened on radio just now?
I don't know. It's Jake Vote, though. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I don't know, man. Buzz Aldrin is a premium pick.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for George's Jalapeno BM.
Don't have one of those.
Wow.
Haven't had one of those
what
in a while.
What is that?
Thank
gross.
Idiot. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Nasty.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
I like vagina.
All right.
Nobody asked you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, this is Bob Sturm, and I'd like to say that you can't really tell them apart.
You can't really tell them apart.
Easy.
Ooh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Vaginal size, born.
Unbelievable. Had to go to a second. Are you there? Just to get that.
It's
hi, you're on the
mocking
ticket.
Tone.
Who wins?
Hi. You can't see me because we're on the radio. And I cast my vote for Bob Sturm.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, users. This is Juan Grande. And I'd like to say I smoke shake joints. Legalized cannabis. Thank you.
Thank you.
Represent.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for the black love baby of George and Jane McGarry. God bless you.
Oh my
that doesn't
gosh,
make
insane.
Sense.
Completely insane.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Mark good morning. I'd like to vote for Mike Reiner, and I love you madly, George.
This guy has
that's
been
good
calling
to hear.
For...
That is good to hear. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, boys. David Moore here calling in from Intentional Grounding. Wanted to vote for the old gray wolf. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
No, thank you, David.
Thanks, David. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Shout out to all of FBFC, and I will take Reiner and Flipper.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, George, this is your doctor. Your tests are in.
What'd I get?
Pregnancy. And I vote for Flipper. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
All right.
Yay!
Mike Reiner with an early win here in 2014.
Are you satisfied with your current online experience? Does your internet have enough bandwidth to support all your mobile devices? Do you get a free internet modem and speeds of up to 30 Mbps, whatever that is? What about a satisfaction guarantee or your money back?
You're really nailing the copy.
I really am. And a price tag of $29.99 a month for a year when you bundle things up.
How many wins overall is that for Ryan?
It's the 42nd win for Mr. Technology. Holds fourth place.
Okay. Not bad. Mr. Reiner?